This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A group of Colorado's congressional members are calling for an independent investigation into the death of a Nicaraguan man in an ICE facility in Aurora. Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza died earlier this month while waiting to be removed from the country. Congressman Jason Crow and U.S. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have sent a letter to the Inspector General regarding poor conditions at the private detention center. A class action lawsuit alleging forced labor and unjust conditions at the facility has also been filed. Emergency federal money has helped thousands of struggling families pay their rent during the pandemic, but Denverite's Kyle Harris reports funding is running out and state and local programs are shutting down.
Colorado will quit accepting new applications for emergency rental assistance after November 15th. Current program participants will continue to receive support, and previously submitted applications will be processed until funds have been dispersed. Federally funded emergency programs in Denver, Larimer, and Boulder counties will continue to operate for now, but will also wind down as funding ends. Housing advocates worry fewer rental assistance dollars could mean more evictions. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Hikers and mountain bikers visiting Fisher's Peak State Park in Trinidad now have 11 new miles of trails to explore. The park originally opened in 2020, and the new trails coincide with a quadrupling in the park's overall size. The land, including the famous flat top Fisher's Peak, used to be a private ranch before it's purchased by a group of government and nonprofit stakeholders in 2019. This is CPR News at 6:06.